Have no fear, the mouth is here. We're going to win and lick the ear. If you think your questions are hard, we'll hoist you on your own petard. We, the mouth, cannot be beat, because when all else fails, we cheat!
That's right.
Sick. Intellectuals. See the post?
Our telephone number is 977-9520. 977-9520. Give us a buzz and defend the honor of the year, wherever that is. We are the mouth, you are the ear. We have special guest tonight, Pat Cooper. You want to give him some... Don't applaud.
Oh, okay.
It just encourages him when you do that, doesn't it?
No applause. Huh?
Man, like a new other man.
I can't stand canned applause.
You know what it is? Mario had to start the applause because one of his people is here, you know? I noticed Hank didn't applaud until the third beat, you know?
Why am I here?
Why are you living? Why? Let's get to the telephones.
There are two
977. One of them is the Big Bang Theory. Hello, you're on Mouth versus Ear.
Yeah, Vic, this is Mark from Jersey City.
Hello, Mark from Jersey City.
I got a hoister for you this
week. All right, you've come to the right place.
Okay, what's 100 feet in the air?
What's 100 feet in the air?
Be careful.
What is 100 feet in the air? That's a centipede lying on its back.
Very good.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Let me see. Is this what this program's all about? I studied all day long for a centipede on his back.
This is what I gotta get.
I wouldn't use that on my show if it was the last words on the earth. A centipede on his back. Let me get out of here.
All right, tell me from Jersey City, what has four eyes and runs south?
A sick person.
Four eyes and runs south.
Yes. What has four eyes and runs south? Tick tock, tick tock.
Oh my.
Sir, it is the Mississippi River.
Oh.
Thank you for the call.
Okay. I gotta get out of here.
Good night.
You're locked in.
All right, we score a point for the mouth. Hello, you're on New York 97, WYNY.
I have no fear, Robin Goodfellow's here, and you're gonna lose.
That's what you think, Robin Goodfellow.
Okay, I got a history question for you.
Okay.
Could you name me the what battle was fought on American territory in World War II?
Tell him, Pat.
I don't hear it.
What battle was fought on American... Yeah, the Battle of the Aleutians.
Mm. You're right.
Come on, well, listen.
Who's that?
No, but what's the difference? I had to say something.
Did you hear what he said?
I heard him.
He said, who's that? Do you know... If you... I tell you what. My question to you is, who was that?
Who was that?
Yeah.
Munchmouth.
Oh. Yeah, that's what he said. No, you were wrong.
Anyway, give me a question.
Well, that was the question. See, if you were listening to the show, you would have heard who that is.
Anyway, come on.
That's Pat Cooper.
Pat Cooper? Pasquale Caputo?
I made a comeback. Look at this. For 4 seconds, I thought my career was hanging by a thread. When you can remember that name, I got a shot.
You Pat Cooper?
Yes, sir.
Never heard of you.
Me neither. I love it.
Okay, Robin Goodfellow.
Take care.
Who was the commander of the Pacific Fleet at the time of the attack on Pearl Harbor?
Who was command? Kimmel.
That's right. Also, that is also, besides being a good admiral, he was also a fine bottle of booze. Thank you for the call. Bye now. Hello, you're on Mouth versus Ear.
Hello, this is Barry Manilow. Don't hang up.
Hey for Barry.
You made it.
I'm back in New York, and I have a question.
Well, do you think we should let him play?
I am. Oh, we'll let him play.
Oh, wait, before... How many of you figure we should let him play?
Yay!
How many of you figure we shouldn't let him play?
I want a verification.
Come on.
All right. We're going to be nice. It's 19. We'll let you play.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's the question. Now, in a recent famous international hit song sung by me, called Cobra Cabana, the lives of three people were explored. Okay? Name those three people.
Lola, Tony, and Rico.
Oh. Okay, goodbye.
Tony, you can't go away. That's my chance. I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
All right. Now, my question to you, were you listening a while ago or were you all tied up?
No, I just put it on a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, that's too bad. Because I gave the answer to this a little while ago. What I want, actually, is a question from you. I'm going to give you an answer.
Yeah.
And what I need is a question.
What I need is a question.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the answer is Catch-22.
The answer is Catch-22.
Barry Manilow, what is the question?
The question.
The question is what I'm looking for. The answer is Catch-22.
But he's a musician, not a baseball player.
That's all right.
Oh!
We have. She's trying to.
I didn't give him the answer. I'm only.
That, no, and you're not going to give him anything either.
I'm only trying.
Right.
I'm being prompted here by
tick,
a room
tock,
full of
tick,
brilliant people.
Tick,
you can't.
Tock.
Do you shave around your what?
Huh?
No,
that's the other question.
That's the other question. No, all right, we give up.
You don't know.
No.
Yeah, the answer is Catch-22. The question is, what you asked the question.
What would the Mets do if you threw them 100 fly balls and I was trying to help you?
All right. I don't know, Barry. I don't know if you're going to make it in showbiz with,
all right, well,
with that kind of thing.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, listen, have a very happy new year, and I'm glad you finally got through. How about a hand?
Hey! I got a perfect show. What a great idea.
I think we'll dedicate this to Barry Manilow, who finally got through and made it big in show business. This is for you, Barry Manilow.